broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kurt Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is indeed the broadcast for November 10th in the year of our Lord, 2015. This is hour one of two, and our goal, incredibly stable, remains the same. That is to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives, especially on your radio. We believe in the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America. The checks and balances inspired by the Almighty, put in place by the founders, brilliant, and the solution to the problems we face. We don't need a revolution, but a restoration, no doubt, is in order. This half hour brought to you in part by thepowermall.com. Do business with the good guys, thepowermall.com. Right now, without further ado, a quick recap of yesterday's show. We talked to our guest, Michael Connolly. He's the executive director of the United States Justice Foundation, usjf.net. He also runs his own blog, michaelconnolly.jigsy.com. He has a booklet out called Our Constitution that breaks down every line item in the Constitution and helps you understand how it relates and how you can apply it today. Pretty cool stuff, I'll tell you what. Michael Connolly is a constitutional attorney, does a great job. We talked a lot about Michael Savage. Michael's pretty bold, the talk show host. Michael Savage says, prosecute Obama for crimes against America. He says dictators should face new versions of Nuremberg trials. We're living in a dictatorship, says Michael Savage. We need an impeachment right now. Well, I agree with him. We need an impeachment right now. But the bottom line is, look, you're not going to prosecute Obama for crimes. As president, he's virtually immune. So it sounds great by Michael Savage. But what is he doing to change the game? You see, all these talk show hosts that are backed by the mainstream that pretend they're not part of the mainstream. All these politicians, they act like they're really for freedom, but I'm not believing it. I don't believe it. I think they talk a lot, but they don't get it done. Where's Michael Savage's money to help the U.S. Justice Foundation truly impeach Barack? See, Michael Connolly at the U.S. Justice Foundation has literally written up a legal document, articles of impeachment, has done his very best to get that to Congress to take action. Nothing's been done on either side of the aisle. It's not being talked about. Michael Savage hasn't even had Michael Connolly on the radio yet. See, these people are all talk. They're not for real, folks. That was hour one of the broadcast. Hour two. Oh, by the way, Michael Connolly did talk about the plight of the veterans and how he needs your financial support to help him protect the veterans from the VA and other abusive organizations that want to say all the veterans are crazy and we should deny them all their Second Amendment rights. We got to stop that, folks. It's kind of like, well, they didn't come for me because I wasn't a Jew. Kind of an idea, right? You better be careful, folks, and you better stand up. USJF.net. I don't get a penny, but I'm telling you, Michael Connolly's doing his very best. Hour two. We had our guest on, Mr. Joel Skousen, worldaffairsbrief.com. We talked about the Secret Service is now okayed to protect Trump and Carson, completely wrong answer, constitutionally speaking. Yeah, but I guess there's favoritism for the candidates now, isn't there? GOP leaders, they say to dump both Trump and Carson. Do you think the GOP leaders are going to dump Trump and Carson, the two most well-known, well-liked, best-rated candidates right now? All right, the debate's tonight. We'll keep an eye on what happens just for you. We also talked about the RNC, Republican National Committee, forced to sever relations with NBC. Do you believe that? Do you think they were forced? U.S. counter moves to Russia and Syria. We talked about some of the foreign policies of these mainstream candidates. They're off base, every one of them. Did ISIS bring down Russian airliner in Sinai? How about the refugee mess coming to America? How about a preparedness tip in your root cellar? Part two. We talked about all those items with Joel Skousen because those are the line items in his latest World Affairs Brief. What is the World Affairs Brief? It's commentary and insight into our troubled world. Yeah, the news broken down by Joel Skousen. It comes into your email inbox every Friday. Get a hold of worldaffairsbrief.com and get your free issue and check it out and see if you like it. I think it's a great well-thought-out publication. Even if I may not agree with everything Joel says, I agree with most of it. But you know what? Even if I don't agree with everything, you got to give him credit. You got to give him a big hand for thinking through the items that he covers. Well-documented, his opinions well-thought-out, well-reviewed. I'm just telling you, it's insightful to say the least. JoelSkousen.com. By the way, a couple of listeners emailed us the other day, and today, Sam, why do you guys say living in the Rocky Mountains is the best place to live and anything else? And Kurt basically said because it's such a family-oriented place, because the people are so well-prepared for disasters, because it's got one of the best economies in the world, because it's peaceful in the mountains, because it's a very well-known place with all four seasons, and we could go on and on and on. But Joel Skousen actually wrote a book about best places to live. Check it out, JoelSkousen.com. That's J-O-E-L, and then Skousen, S-K-O-U-S-E-N, JoelSkousen.com. Get his book. I don't make a penny if you get his book, but I'm telling you, it breaks it on down in terms of where the safest places to live are and why. So, you know, I thought I'd bring that to your attention. All right, without further ado, that's a recap of the broadcast that took place just yesterday, brought to you in part by ThePowerMall.com. Yeah, you can get so many cool things at the Power Mall. They got health foods. They've got videos. They've got Power Mall sales going on. They call it the everything sale going on right now at the Power Mall. They say this: these items are on a 20% discount right now. Miracle 2 soaps. You got charcoal, clay, a bunch of stuff. Gary Knoll items, etc. I use the red stuff or the green stuff from Gary Knoll, by the way. Fantastic. Everything else is on a 10% discount, even the Young Living oils. All right? Are you new to the Power Mall? Check it out today, thepowermall.com. Do business with the good guys. You support Incredible Talk Radio when you support thepowermall.com. All right, they've even got new indoor year-round salad gardening. All right, they got cool stuff. They got Sweet Leaf Cookbook going on. New DVD Halloween Unmasking. All right, good stuff. Check it out today. All right, Kurt, you're with me. News the networks refuse to use today starts now. Welcome, sir.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutation. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
Politicians bug, sir. They're driving me nuts.
The snow's coming down very nicely, Sam, as we speak.
Wait a minute. What does that have to do with the politicians are obnoxious?
Well, I just figured I'd tell you.
They're giving us the snow job? You're right about that.
Yeah, snow job.
Sam, please stop what you're doing right now and listen to my voicemail, Ted Cruz.
Oh.
They're sending me personal messages, Kurt. They just love me. Problem is, it's so personal, I can't even get back to them.
Mm-hmm.
It's too private.
Great point.
They don't even let me get a hold of them, folks. They want you to believe I'm their friends.
Yeah.
Now, I got a personal message from Ted that we're going to play in the next segment. But before we get to that, Kurt, I just can't take it anymore. They're just bugging me. They got a big old debate tonight. It's supposedly a Fox Business debate. But Ted wanted to email me before that. Rand Paul emailed me before that. And Rand Paul said, man, I was talking to my wife, Kelly, and I was telling her the points that I wanted to make. And she said, man, you ought to tell your followers that. So Rand did. He got a hold of me and told me everything he wanted me to know. And he tells me how he's going to take on the mainstream press and Marco Rubio.
You guys have
and
a sandwich or something?
Hillary Clinton. Oh, no. Heck no, you can't get a hold of Rand. Come on. He's like an inside. It's like trying to get a hold of Donald Trump. Good luck. Or Ben Carson. See?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but I he said he wanted to tell me that, you know what, Ted Cruz and Hillary Clinton's policy, foreign policy, they're just the same. Okay, and I agree, Rand has a little bit different foreign policy. If he didn't hate kids, I could vote for him, Kurt.
Mm-hmm.
You know, swearing at my kids and stuff. Or swearing at me for having too many blank of them, kind of stuff. Okay, and you could say, Sam, come on, he was just kind of joking. Look, Sam, he's got kids too. Okay, but he missed an incredible opportunity to stand up for the family. The whole purpose of Liberty Roundtable is to promote God, family, and country. And how much God and family has Rand Paul been promoting? Or Ted Cruz been promoting? Or Ben Carson been promoting? Or Donald Trump been promoting? I don't really see a lot. And so I appreciate some of the things they're doing. I can't down everything they're doing. But I also can't support much of what they're doing either. Their rhetoric is fantastic. A lot of things they say are really good. We'll get to that when we play this Ted Cruz message to me. I mean, it was even marked private, Kurt. He wants me to know it's so personal.
Yeah, private.
Okay, but I bet you Ted didn't even send it.
You don't think
so? No, sir. Even though it says, it lies and says that he did. All right, we'll play it in seconds. I want to break it down. Liberty Roundtable Live.
Hello, everyone. James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today.
Scott Bradley here. Most Americans are painfully aware that the nation is on the wrong track and in dire straits. Unfortunately, most political pundits only nibble around the edges when they claim to address the issues. Even worse, many of the so-called solutions are simply rewarmed servings of what got us into the mess we currently face. And the politicians think we're so gullible and naive that we'll buy their lies that they have reformed and now understand where they led us astray. Unfortunately, the truth of the matter is that they simply wish to continue to hold power. The solution to America's challenges is found in returning to the timeless principles found in the United States Constitution. My book and lecture series will reawaken in Americans an understanding and love of the principles which made this nation the freest, most prosperous, happiest, and most respected nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com. and order my book and lectures to begin the restoration of this great nation.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, Ted Cruz supposedly has sent me a personal message. It was even marked private, but I don't believe Ted sent it at all. Right before the elections, Ted and Rand both contacting me. I don't think it means anything. They contacted everybody, and they want you to believe you're as personal as I am to them. But it isn't true. It's a lie. Here it is, Ted Cruz.
Hi, this is Ted Cruz. I'm about to go on stage for the next GOP debate. Before I do, I wanted to personally ask you for your support. First, though.
Pause. He wants to ask me personally for my support, so he creates a voicemail and sends it to thousands. Hundreds of thousands, maybe millions of people, and he wants me to believe it's personal to me? Okay, Ted. Now, if you can call me, and I can call you, that might be personal. Now, by the way, I personally talk to each person in this audience. You don't believe me? Try it. Call me sometime. You'll find out. You literally can call me. Better yet, email me, libertyroundtable@gmail.com, and I actually will call you back. Okay? But Ted's not making that offer. Rand's not making that offer. We could say, Sam, come on, you're a nobody. You've got time to call all these people back. No, I've got a full-time job, folks, and 8 kids. I know they're busy, but they have time to call back a talk show host. Especially a nationally syndicated one with the influence that we have. We're bigger than most people think. We're on 2 nationally syndicated radio networks, Liberty News Radio and also Republic Broadcasting Network. We're on several AM and FM radio stations, and we're live on the Roku player. The Roku player has about 20 million players out there in society, folks. All right, but again, I can't even get a hold of these people, but he's going to send me a personal message. Now listen to what he tells me.
Let me share with you my inside plan. I will lay out a forceful and hard-hitting defense of conservative principles.
First off, I'm not really for force plans, really. But okay.
And how, as president, I'm going to work every single day to restore the American dream. I'm going to make clear that Barack Obama's agenda has been a failure. And I'll lay out how he has consistently put our national security and our financial security at grave risk.
Now, what is Barack's plan? It seems to me the Republicans have been going along with that plan quite well there, Ted. And you want to tell me that you're going to be a different kind of Republican. But do you believe the Republicans' insiders are going to be okay with your, quote, outsider status? Not a chance. Okay? Your own party is so against you that they literally broke people's bones last time when Ron Paul tried what you're doing. They literally turned off the lights, violated the rules. They'll never let you win, my friend, even if you were constitutionally qualified.
And because we cannot afford a continuation of Barack Obama's failed agenda, I will make the powerful case that Hillary Clinton is a disaster and that electing her would risk the very future of our nation.
Now, I agree Hillary would be a disaster. But what about all the other candidates in your same party, your same field? I submit to you that Jeb Bush would be just as big a disaster. So would Chris Christie. So would, you've got a bunch of people to eliminate first before you even think about talking about Hillary.
The current path we've been forced onto by some of our GOP leaders and the elite members of the Washington cartel will lead us to defeat. You understand, our country cannot afford another 4 years of the disastrous Democrat policies of Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton, Nancy Pelosi, and Harry Reid.
See, he's naming everybody but the same people that are doing it on his side. Right? All the people on his side doing the same thing. What, Mitch McConnell? John Boehner? What's that new goofball to take John Boehner's place? Paul Ryan, the dictator that ran around and said, if you agree with everything I do, I'll be the Speaker of the House. Otherwise, forget it. But yet, it was all a game and they shoot him in. Okay, he's not talking about the people on his side that are the problem at all.
But we also cannot afford a Republican Party who retreats at the first sign of battle. To lead our country, we have to stop surrendering to the Washington cartel and stop trying to curry favor with the mainstream media.
Okay, so you're not going to curry favor with the mainstream press, but yet I can't even get a hold of you, my friend. Do you think you got to try and curry some favor with those who are outside of the mainstream press that could eventually force a sea change in the media, my friend? See, it's all talk, folks.
That's why I'm running for president. Because we need a leader who will fight the battle worth fighting for the American people. We need a president who will stand up to Washington and bring America out of the last 8 years of Democrat despair. With you on board, we can and we will defend liberty, defend the Constitution, and reignite the promise of America. And that's why today I'm speaking with you directly and asking for your support. With your buy-in, I can and will win the nomination and will become the next president of the United States. Will you please scroll down right now and make a critical gift to our campaign? Make a generous gift today before I take the stage in the debate. Your support Your prayers, your generosity mean the world to Heidi and me. I want to lay it all out for you. I'm committed to doing whatever it takes to reignite the promise of America. But only because I know that patriotic Americans like you are standing by my side. So before the debate begins, please make a critical contribution to our campaign. Join our cause to restore the American dream and to defeat the Washington cartel. Thank you, and God bless you.
I got a question, Kurt. Is Ted Cruz part of the Washington cartel?
That's one of the things that most people think. That's one of the reasons they've got so much support for Trump and Carson. They view them as outsiders. And
yeah, I mean, look, Ted Cruz has been an attorney. He's clerked for some of the highest people in the land. He's been a senator. He's really been a politician his whole life, Kurt. Or an insider his whole life.
You got to admit, at least when you see some of the stuff where he makes guys like Mitch McConnell and others pretty ticked off, you at least, you could make a
I know it's incredible rhetoric.
That he certainly doesn't do things exactly the way they would.
Well, yes and no, Kurt. On one hand, you would say that because of the rhetoric and the show he puts on. I don't disagree with that. But you tell me the top 10 substantive departures from mainstream government that he would take that you agree with. In fact, you probably don't know 10. How about 2?
I was just thinking of one, at least. Well, maybe 2.
Okay.
One would be that he, on the last debate, I know that he touted the fact that he's a big supporter, if not an original sponsor of the Audit the Fed bill, which I thought was, that's impressive. I don't think, every senator could say that.
No, that's right. So he basically said, hey, Rand Paul's the guy, and I supported Rand.
Yeah, or okay. I thought he even said Ron in his case. But
well, he might have said Ron and tried to skip Rand, but it's Rand's bill before Congress now that he would support. So he said Ron, he's kind of playing some games, isn't he?
Well, I think he was meaning originally when it first, Ron was who brought it out,
right.
Way back in the first. And so he was saying he was an original sponsor, which
is great.
A lot.
But I would then ask him on the campaign stage, are you ready to abolish the Fed, Ted? Ooh, now that's a slogan you could hang your hat on. In fact, you could say, my name's Ted and I'm ready to abolish the Fed.
Good point.
Okay, but see, it's one thing to say I'll sign it, I'll be the sponsor of a bill or back something that isn't going anywhere. It's another thing to boldly stand up and really use your influence to do something about it. So I heard that on the campaign stage. It's great rhetoric, and he might be supporting that bill. But have you seen Ted as one of the big people in that fight to really push to get that done? Let's talk about it. Ted Cruz. There's other candidates we'll talk about, too. They're not genuine, folks.
Protecting your liberties. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
From the days of the Romans, there have been legends of a fountain of youth, and now science has found a real answer to slowing the aging process. I'm Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and it's so exciting to know that Time Challenger has capitalized on decades worth of international scientific studies to bring you the most powerful mitochondrial DNA supplement on the market today. Mitochondrial DNA is the power plant of human cells, but as we age, we lose more and more of this precious material. Time Challenger promotes healing and gives cells the power to do their work. Mental cognition may be enhanced, skin refreshed, blood pressure normalized, and signs of aging might be reduced. Time Challenger can also provide enhanced recovery for athletes. Time Challenger, the first step to slow the effects of aging on your body. To learn more, call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com. Time Challenger just might be your fountain of youth.
Are you looking to experience the great outdoors in comfort? Are you sick and tired of sleeping bags that are too small, cots that are too narrow, or backpacks that just don't stand up to the wear and tear? Look no further than Teton Sports, a leader in quality, comfortable camping gear. Try our Teton Sports Mammoth 0° sleeping bag. This comfortable family-sized sleeping bag can hold two adults and one child or four young children. Its interior storage pocket holds wallets, keys, and other valuables. Or check out our Teton Sports Outfitter Extra Large Cot, a camping cot with a steel frame. It's more than 7 feet long and 3 feet wide and supports up to 600 pounds. Then it folds up to a manageable 3.5 feet by 1 foot. Or our Teton Sports Explorer 4000 internal frame backpack. Its dual aluminum stays adjust to the contour of your back and can hold up to 4,000 cubic inches. Padded shoulder straps, padded waist belts, and padded lumbar area for maximum comfort with airflow systems to reduce heat. It's time you start camping comfortably. Look for Teton Sports products online or at a store near you.
Has your dancing and romancing done gone away? Are you moaning and a-groaning from the stresses of the day? Are you reeling and appealing because a headache's on the way? Well, relax for just a moment. Stress relief is on the way. Of what am I speaking, you ask? The essential oils of long historic use, the wisdom of the ages, the health care of the ancients, frankincense, myrrh, hyssop, and hundreds of others too numerous to mention. What could be more appealing? Do you know that Young Living essential oils is an element of life that makes them extremely effective in body rejuvenation? This element is called vibration, and it works with body systems, not against them. The professionals at Divine Living Oils have tested and been so impressed with this product that we are using them to help others. And who are we? We are health professionals with many years' experience. Trust us, we have seen the good, the bad, and the ugly. Our motto? Because we care about you. Do your health and spirit a great favor. Call us at 304-542-4226. That's 304-542-4226. Again, that's 304-542-4226.
With news the networks refuse to use. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
On the TedCruz.org official website, Kurt, the very top of it says I'm running for president because we need to build a dynamic nation where anybody with nothing can achieve anything. Show your support and join the movement. Now, Kurt, do you believe in an America like that? Where anybody with nothing can achieve anything. Anybody.
Anybody with nothing can achieve anything.
Yeah.
Well, I guess it's a nice way of saying, you know, that the sky's the limit.
What about those who work hard? What about those who live right?
Yeah.
Okay, what I'm trying to say is I appreciate the rhetoric. It's great sounding. But hey, Governor Bradford found out that didn't work that way, Kurt. You had to get off your duff and you had to work hard and you had to have the opportunity to fail to really succeed. Now, they talk about his, quote, proven record. Okay. But what are Ted Cruz's real policy positions, Kurt? He talks about courageous conservatives. Reigniting the promise of America. Kurt, what's the promise of America?
Well, at least to me, the, you know, real, you know, basic part of America would be you go back to the founding fathers and you reinstall, you know, the real Constitution and follow it and make sure that people have the freedom, the freedoms that were intended, you'd have a whole lot less government. Those would be the real promise.
All right. So on the first line item in his website that I see, which is substantive in terms of issues, void of rhetoric, says, amen, the TC flat tax, Kurt. That means the Ted Cruz flat tax. Are you cool with a flat tax?
You know, when I read about the his role on taxes, he just says that he wants to abolish the IRS and implement a flat tax where every American.
But how do you have a flat tax without the IRS?
On a postcard. Well, it's a great point, but you could certainly say, well, our system now, they say, is a voluntary tax. So if we just told everybody to voluntarily pay, you know, 2% or 5% or whatever the number is, you know, he could sure argue that that would be easier. Now, it's true that,
okay.
You know, you're going to find those who say, well, then you can't enforce it or whatever. Well, you know, there's certainly, you know, those who would say, well, if we've got a voluntary one, then we really just shouldn't need any enforcement. We just have people.
Well, I agree, but see, Ted's void on a lot of that stuff. I'm just telling you, is a flat tax constitutional?
Not in my book.
All right, so the answer is he's telling you how he's going to restore the promise of America, which would be to return to the Constitution, okay? But yet he's promoting a flat tax that's not even constitutional. Now you could say, well, it's more constitutional than what we've got now. Okay. But if you're the constitutional guy, why wouldn't you promote a constitutional solution? Okay. Now I'm on his website and it says this. Ted Cruz has spent a lifetime fighting to defend the Constitution and our nation's founding document and the supreme law of the land, which was crafted by our founding fathers. He's got a proven record. We fight so we may be free. Now, let me ask you this, Kurt. If he's fought a lifetime, I don't know how old he is, but he's younger than you, I think. In fact, I think he's younger than me. Nevertheless, he's fought a lifetime for freedom.
He's 44.
Yeah, so he's younger than me and you.
He was born in 70.
All right. So he's fought a whole lifetime.
5'8".
You and I have watched him for his lifetime. What would you say would be the most important thing Ted Cruz has done for the Constitution and liberty? Can you think of one or two or three items where you go, you know what, that dude hit it out of the park. Back 15 years ago when I was learning about freedom, or 25 years ago when I was doing this, or what? Where does Ted Cruz fit in, Kurt? Can you really remember any landmark things that he's done?
Besides going against us insider guys in the Senate, you know, like the McConnells and the other guys like that, I can't think of much else.
All right. Has he been talking about Michael Connelly's impeach the president articles? Has he? Okay, I can go on and on and on. But here's what then he says on his website. Kurt, I want you to please rank these 9 issues of importance to you, 1 being the most important and 9 being the least. Would you call this a finger in the wind, or what would you call this, Kurt?
You could certainly call it that.
All right. First one's the national debt. Next one's national security. Jobs/the economy. The environment. Education. Health care. Gun rights. Traditional social moral values. Immigration. And then you got to put your, you know, last name in and all that kind of stuff. And then it's got a big old donation bunch of buttons. It's going to take a new generation of courageous conservatives to reignite the promise of America, to restore our Constitution, and to bring back morning in America, if you will. Join the grassroots movement today. You can volunteer. Cruz could not be more right in describing the brotherhood as the key foundation stone. Okay, he's talking about this brotherhood and talking about how the terrorism's a problem. All right, so where does he stand on these policy issues, Kurt? He brought up a lot of the basic ones. But as far as I can tell, it's pretty void of detail. I mean, would Ted Cruz shut down the Department of Education? See, when Ron Paul ran for president, he identified 5 government agencies that he would flat out shut down. And then the other candidates were trying to keep up with Ron, and then one of them, I can't remember who it was, I think it was like Rick Perry or one of those guys, said, I'm going to close 3 Rick of them. Perry. Which ones would you close? And it's like, oh, I can't remember what I'd close. And then Ron had to help him. Remember this in the debates?
Yep.
Okay. What agencies would Ted Cruz shut down, Kurt?
I don't know of any.
See, here's what I'm saying. I don't find I can't find what he would do. Okay, it says, hey, Washington Times, the mainstream press, giving Ted Cruz praise. He wins praise in Heritage Action presidential report. Senator Ted Cruz of Texas received positive marks in the report for the conservative advocacy group, Heritage Action for America. He got praise on items ranging from limited government to national security to his inaugural presidential platform. Okay? But where's the detail? Where's the substance? Do you have a list by any chance, Kurt, of any issues that he really, like, lays down the details on?
Not that I can see.
Okay, he's got all kinds of endorsements on his website.
Uh-huh.
But I'm not really finding detail. Now, if I was running for president, Kurt, do you think you'd wonder where I stood on certain issues? In fact, I'd probably do the Ron Paul plan, and instead of doing five agencies I'd shut down more like 20. Okay, there's even a phone number to call the campaign. Why don't you just call the campaign real quick, Kurt? I'll give you the number. And you can just say, hey, we're hoping Ted will come on the radio with us. Because that way, you know, other 713-353-4330. You can donate. You can volunteer. You can even take the pledge.
713.
Yeah.
What was the numbers?
I have to go back there.
Okay.
It's kind of hard to find all this stuff, you know?
Yes, I know.
Yeah. 713-353-4330. 353-4330.
Okay. Do you want me to have it on the air? Or?
No, just call. I'm not trying to dog him or anything. But I really do want to kind of understand, what are the issues here? What is the focus for Ted Cruz? All right. Well, while Kurt's doing that, we're going to take a break. But before we take a break, we talk about his proven record. What does that mean? Proven record for what? Okay. I don't see an issues paper here anywhere. Now, it may be somewhere. I'm not saying it doesn't exist. But they say he's got a proven record. I wonder what John Birch Society would say his proven record numbers would be, huh? All right, hold on. Are you familiar with the term vigor? Strength in body and mind? He pursued his tennis game with vigor, for example? Well, I hadn't, but I learned about it from Kirk Crosby. All right, and he actually let me take a scientifically proven free vigor test. And I got 13 out of 32, not very good. But I worked on it with him, and believe it or not, now I have a 29 out of 32, and improving vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is this scientific vigor score, huh? My response is, you got to take the free test, available now. Get a hold of Kirk Crosby to learn about it. The number is 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Or email Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com for your free vigor test today. Kurt, LibertyRoundtable.com or 801-669-2211. Vigor test free, scientifically proven today.
Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character, where educating both hearts and minds brings about academic excellence. There is a school in American Fork where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. Based on LDS principles and a love of country, now in our 39th year, American Heritage School is accepting fall enrollment for kindergarten through high school. What would you do for your child? Give them an education that will prepare them for life. Located east of the Temple in American Fork, American Heritage School is a remarkable and affordable alternative. Visit us, find us online, or in the Yellow Pages, American Heritage School in American Fork.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
Now, where Ted Cruz on his website has a proven record, he has a lot of stuff about him in the Supreme Court and doing stuff in the courts, and he's done a lot of good things there. I got to give credit. But I don't really see, it's like defensive battles, most of it. It's like, I've stopped this, and I've stopped that, and I've stopped this, and I've stopped that, and that's great. But we need people to go on the offensive, and I don't see a lot done really as senator. More of it's done primarily as an attorney, which I appreciate that, but I wouldn't say, if I talked to the Rutherford Institute and some of these other people that are well-known constitutional attorneys, I don't think they'd be like, oh yeah, me and Ted Cruz were, you know, this and that, right? I find the whole thing interesting. What did they say, Kurt? Are they ready to come on the radio?
There was no answer, Sam.
Oh, they're so interested in talking to me personally. They don't even answer the phone when you call their campaign headquarters.
Well, I mean, I'm sure they just had so many calls they couldn't really deal with.
I guess it's not even 9 a.m., though, in Texas. It's 8-something, so all right. Let's give them a break. Yeah.
All right.
Now, Kurt, would you kill baby Hitler?
That was asked.
Don't waffle on me, Kurt. Come on.
Who was the...
I'm not telling you yet. Would you kill baby Hitler, Kurt?
Well, if you somehow knew that you could
stop. You can't know those things
in the future.
Stop. This is a pro-life deal. This is it's a trap you game. But would you kill baby Hitler? Hitler has done nothing wrong.
If you say you wouldn't, then what happens? It means you're for all.
No, that's a lie.
You did later. I know, but that's...
I would not kill baby Hitler because baby Hitler is innocent, Kurt.
Right.
I know that seems crazy. I know you think he's such a despot and the this and the that, wow. But look, baby Hitler was innocent, was he not? So why would I ever take innocent life? It's a clown question, bro, by a bunch of thugs, but Jeb Bush failed the test. Jeb Bush, quote, hell yeah, I'd kill baby Hitler. That's a quote. Is he off his rocker? Why would you kill an innocent baby? Now, you're right, Kurt. You could say, well, if you could know the harm that he would do in the future and all that kind of stuff. But now we're playing the thought police, a what-if scenario.
Yep.
Okay? There's so many other ways that it could go different for Hitler, too. Like maybe the United States wouldn't be in bed with his eugenics program, that kind of stuff. Maybe Hitler would have parents that taught him the gospel of Jesus Christ. Maybe, I mean, the list goes on and on. I don't even know. But forget the what-if questions. Would I kill baby Hitler? No, I wouldn't kill any baby. And anybody who would, Kurt, in my opinion, is basically a thug.
A baby killer.
Well, yeah, not to mention a baby killer. So now what if I write the headline and say, hey, Jeb Bush is a baby killer? Wouldn't it be true?
Or Jeb Bush says he would kill babies.
Yeah.
Because he did say that.
Jeb Bush said, hell yeah, I'd be a baby killer. Now, it's just beyond imagination. Now, you remember back in the day when Governor Scott Walker was running, a lot of us thought, you know, Scott might be all right. He might be pretty good. He's done a lot of good fighting against the unions, and maybe Scott Walker's the real deal, right?
All right.
But now Scott Walker's backing the possible would-be baby killer. Looks like While Jeb Bush is saying, heck yeah, I'd kill baby Hitler. Governor Scott Walker is joining Jeb Bush on the campaign trail.
Ooh.
What do you think of that?
That does solidify his insider kind of status.
Why on earth, of all the candidates you could get involved with, would you get involved with Jeb Bush on the campaign trail?
That is too bad.
I mean, it's beyond imagination. Okay? So now you got Ted Cruz with this proven track record. He's done a lot of good, Kurt, if you look at his attorney work and stuff like that. There's a lot of good, but most of it's defensive. But I can't really lay out solid plans of what Ted Cruz would do were he president.
Okay.
I can't find them. There's good things that he's done. I mean, he says he's pro-life and he's pro-Constitution and he wants to shut down the IRS. And he wants to have the IRS be accountable and he wants to stand up for your Ten Commandments, which I agree with all that stuff. But he says he successfully, you know, made sure that we could keep the Ten Commandments around. But as far as I can tell, a lot of them have been taken down recently.
Hmm.
How does that all work out, you know? Okay, so there's a lot there in terms of rhetoric. There is some there in terms of case precedent. But what about the John Birch Society's, what's that thing called?
The
it used
voting,
to be called. Yeah, it's like their e-voting about. Record or whatever, vote.
Uh-huh.
It used to be, what did that thing used to be called? It was like something, anyway, it's like the scorecard now is what
voting
it's called.
Voting index, they call it.
Yeah, voting index scorecard. There used to be a different name for it. What was that called?
I don't remember.
Anyway, what is his record there?
I want to know his number.
Yeah, Ted Cruz. I want to know where good old Ted stands. But Scott Walker's melting down, joining Jeb Bush, who wants to kill baby Hitler.
Yep. Going to get him a little news media coverage.
See, if I was asked that question, I'm not interested in their trap. I would say, of course, I would never kill an innocent baby. I know you could go on and talk about what Hitler did and what he did was wrong, and there should be accountable for that. I agree. But what if we could kind of press rewind, because that's what you're asking me to do. If I was around to, quote, murder baby Hitler, maybe I could be around to let Hitler learn about the Ten Commandments. What's that, Kurt, 89?
Yeah.
Is that a B?
Well,
it's not even an A minus, is it?
Is it grade on the curve?
No, Kurt, wait a minute. We don't say we're going to grade the Constitution on the curve.
I know. I'm just saying this is what most people do.
Okay, who's
as
got
they
the
say,
highest?
Rand Paul got a 94.
Okay.
You mean the highest of the candidates?
Of anybody. If we're going to get on the curve, we got to go down to the highest number, right?
Yeah, good. So let's see. I have to look through here.
Either way, what would it put him at? A minus, maybe? Okay, it's not a bad record, Kurt. But I would hate to think that he might cheat on his wife as he cheated on the public 11% of the time. All right, so Scott Walker's on the campaign trail with Jeb Bush. Bush is going to kill baby Hitler if he could. Sam, stop what you're doing, says Ted Cruz, and fund my campaign. So does Rand Paul, says the same thing. Try to call their campaign headquarters, can't get a hold of anybody. All right, Kurt, do you know what FOMO is, Kurt?
I can't remember. Some fancy lingo for some new phrase.
You've heard of this, though? You've heard of FOMO?
I think I've seen it. I just can't remember.
Where would you see it? On Facebook? Is that where you saw it?
Or somewhere written down.
Yeah.
You know, you can't say the whole names of things. Yeah.
FOMO, dude, is FOMO, and it stands for fear of missing out.
Oh, okay. There you go.
And they say it's a form of social anxiety whereby one is compulsively concerned that one might miss an opportunity for social interaction, a novel experience, a profitable investment, or other, quote, satisfying event.
Uh-huh.
And I bring all this up, Kurt, because it's kind of fascinating to me how in our society, people have FOMO. They have FOMO because they don't want to miss out, but they have FOMO of all the things that could make sure they wouldn't miss out. You know, that they have FOMO, so they don't want to get married. They just want to go on Tinder and date. They don't want to find a woman and settle down and get married because they don't want to miss out. What if the next beautiful, perfect woman or man is just right around the corner? You can't get shackled down and get married. It's FOMO, buddy. You got to date till you drop to make sure you don't miss out on the perfect one. But in the whole FOMO idea, they're missing out on what matters most.
Yep.
Which is marriage, which is stability. They're running from item to item to item, always seeking for something, never finding the truth, never finding the real order of things. And when you think about God's plan for the human race, it's to come to earth, it's to get a body, it's to learn to make right decisions, it's to learn to follow Christ, and then it's to do what Christ asked, which is to get married and multiply and replenish the earth and raise children in like manner. It is to have sex, but within the guidelines God has set forward with the purpose of never missing out.
Yep.
On God's blessings, the family. On always having a companion by your side. On, okay, but what we want to do is we want to run around and, quote, have experiences. And in our effort to have this FOMO idea or this fear of never missing out, it's social anxiety. It's psychotic, Kurt. We're missing out on the very things that we, well, ought not miss out on.
Mm-hmm.
And I bring it up because it's psychotic. Okay? What's a job for? Do you want to miss out? What if you go to sleep, Kurt? Might you miss out? You know, you're always worried about missing out. Missing out on what?
You're missing out on sleep if you don't go to sleep.
Ooh, that's a good point.
Looks like Massey got a 98.
All right, so now the curve is 98, Rand right, Paul, Kurt?
I can see Rand Paul at 94, yeah. Mike Lee at 93, Ted Cruz at 89. You know, those are some.
So I'm not down in Cruz. It's a pretty good record, but it ain't great. And I really feel bad that I can't really identify solid solutions that Cruz has on the table. I really can.
Alex Mooney from West Virginia at a 90.
All right.
Justin Amash, 94, Michigan.
All right. All I'm telling you is I have a fear of missing out if I don't watch the debate tonight. Not. All right. Thanks for being alongside with us. I have a fear of missing out if I don't spend time with my family tonight. I'm telling you that right
now.
There you go. All right. Thanks for being alongside with the right. See, I don't mean to trash these politicians, but I've got to have substance. Okay, I've got to have real identifiable things that they would accomplish. And right now, Ted Cruz isn't even constitutionally qualified in my mind. But I can't find solid things they'd even do. Can you?